The Bill Brady Healing Center has existed in its current form since 1996. About 50 patients graduate from the 40-day program every year.
I know that April 30th is our last day.
Dave Johnson has been a residential manager at the Healing Center for about 4.5 years. When he clocked out at 2 on Monday afternoon, he was told to return at 4 for a mandatory meeting. That is when search officials broke the news that the center would close in about a month's time.
When it was first told to us, I was bitter and I was angry. And I was thinking negatively.
The last 24 hours, he says, have included a lot of reflection.
Last night I couldn't sleep, and you know, today I woke up and I feel a lot better. There's two ways to look at it. You can look at it as a total negative, but there's another way to look at it as another door is going to open.
Johnson is one of about 22 people who work at the Bill Brady Healing Center. In a statement released Wednesday, Search says some of them will be reassigned, others will be furloughed, a temporary unpaid leave, basically, and others will be let go completely. The closure is estimated to save Search about $1.5 million every year. The money will chip away at a funding cut of more than $3.5 million imposed by sequestration, the name given to cuts that automatically kicked in on March 1st when Congress failed to agree on a federal budget. Search CEO Charles Clement says the organization has dealt with short-term funding problems before, but he calls sequestration the new normal.
For all intents and purposes, it looks like the sequestration is going to be a permanent reality.
He says that means the organization can't just tighten its belt for 6 months and ride out the storm. At Bill Brady, Search is still figuring out who will lose their job outright and who will be moved to other parts of the organization. Clement says the dozen or so patients currently in the program will be seen through to completion in mid-April, and then the staff will have 2 weeks to wrap up loose ends and close the doors. This latest round of budget cuts comes after Search spent a year digging out from a $4 million deficit. Clement says the organization just got back to breaking even when sequestration hit. And with that new $3.5 million reduction from the federal government, the conversations continue among upper management on how to keep digging out of the hole.
They're a combination between these sort of, you know, financial conversations and these subjective value conversations. And, you know, we're sort of working it through the best we can, considering that, you know, we've essentially, you know, for all intents and purposes, we're being held over a barrel that we have to make these decisions in a very, very short time frame.
Back to Dave Johnson, the residential manager who is looking at losing his job.
My heart is telling me to go back to Angoon.
Johnson, who is now 32, grew up in the Admiralty Island community. He says for the last 5 years, he's been part of a team that helps complete strangers heal. And as he tries to heal from the sudden end to all of that, he says it's a good reason to be close to family.
I wouldn't say I'm at peace. I mean, you're seeing the cover. There's a lot. I'm really in shock, mainly. This was the best job I've ever had. I can honestly say that.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.